Besides from this book, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Daman Sechel Shechein, Laws of Neighbors, in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where in this Perek we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the obligations and limitations that neighbors have with each other, which in this Perek we focus on Hezek Re'iyah, the damages that happens when one person can look at what someone else is doing, and regarding darkening the person's area by building something opposite. As Rambam begins a Lachal regarding a window and having a wall opposite that window. So Mishal Yisleich Alun B'Kaslev, someone had a window in his wall. Now his friend comes along and makes a courtyard right opposite this guy's window. So in he cannot tell the owner of the window, look, close up your window. Why should I have to close up his window? That you shouldn't look at me. Where we know, as we spoke about in previous program, Hezekiah, I'm doing my stuff out in the open here in the courtyard, you're going to be looking out your window. No, because this owner of the window has already taken possession with this damaging entity of the window because he's been here already for it. Now, actually, so what is the guy in the chatzah going to do? He's coming to build a wall opposite this guy's window, to remove this guy's damaging of what he could look at, because he can't force him to close his window. So he actually has to distance his wall opposite this window that he's building it, arba amas. He has to give him at least a space of 4 amas. That shouldn't make it dark on the guy. The guy has his window. He wants some sunlight. Yeah, you're allowed to make a wall to protect that I shouldn't look, but you can't block the window. You have to give dalan amas. Halacha base. So it depends. If the window was lowered down on the wall, so koifes chaveiroi, like we said in the previous halacha, he could force his friend Libnis connected to build opposite at berichuk arba amas, at a distance of 4 amas. Moreover, lagibi habin arba amas. He also has to elevate the structure 4 amas above the height of the window, so that the guy from the chatzar cannot look through that guy's own window, meaning the homeowner's window. He's going to look through his window into his house. He's allowed him, requiring him to build it high that he can't look into his window. Halacha Gimel. Now that's if the window was lower down the wall. Haysachalin lamal b'kaislev, the window was higher up on the wall. Now his friend is building a wall opposite his window on lower down. So it depends. If from the top of the wall that he built, ad ha-chaloyin, until the window, was a goyva arba amas or yosef, was at least a height of 4 amas or more, he cannot stop him from building this wall. Although he didn't distance from the wall towards the window anything at all, because it's not darkening from him, because the wall is actually lower than the window. Moreover, it's not damaging him by looking in, because it's too high. It's the more than the height of an individual from even above his wall to that guy's window. But if, let's say, they did remain from the height of the top of the wall until the window, less than the height of 4 amas, then he could force him to either lower the wall so that he shouldn't stand on top of his wall, he'll look through the guy's window into his house. Or the other way around, to make his wall even higher than his window, 4 amas above that guy's window. In that case, then the wall also has to be at a distance from the window 4 amas, that it shouldn't make it now dark, and also that he can't not be able to gaze and look into his house. So that would have to be 4 amas above and 4 amas away. Halacha dalt. Bana kusel echad, let's say he built one wall betzad hachalayim, on the side of the window, meaning perpendicular, where, let's say, the window is running from east to west, this second wall is running from north to south. So tzarch laharchik min hachalayim tevach. In this case, you have to distance from the window a handbreadth. But additionally, you also have to make the wall 4 amas above the window. Or, because we're also going to stand on the wall and look in, another option is, what you could do is, you make the top of the wall narrow, that he cannot, simply can't sit on it, and that he won't be able to gaze and look into the guy's house on the top of the wall, which is just the top, which is that narrow part facing towards, perpendicular to the guy's window. Let's say the neighbor built 2 walls on the 2 sides of the window. So they're both perpendicular, but not right opposite the window like in the previous halacha, but on the sides. So you have to have between those 2 walls a reich of 4 amas, a width of 4 amas, because else they're going to be darkening, not letting any light into the guy's window. And the window is in the middle of those 4 amas. More of leisachich lagabim. You cannot make a covering over those 2 walls. Unless he distances his covering of the wall that has the window at least a distance of 4 amas. Again, like we said in the halacha of the opposing wall that you have to distance 4 amas. Here also the schach would have to also be a distance of 4 amas, so again, that it doesn't make it dark by that guy's window. Now, lefikach, therefore, which actually doesn't seem to be any lefikach over here, those who want to say that actually the word was not lefikach, bahasikach, but it said, hey, samach yud chav, and the yud after the samach was inside the samach, as they used to write it like that. So it looks like a fey. So it looks like you could read it as lefikach, but truth is to say hasikach without the... and therefore, it's actually a continuation of the previous word, kadosh la'afel alav hasikuch, which that's what we're talking about. But be that as it may, the next halacha continues. Someone's coming to open up a window towards his friend's courtyard. Whether a large window or a small window, whether on top or on bottom. So here he's coming second. The only courtyard could stop him. You're going to damage me with looking into my courtyard. And even though it's high, you're going to go up on the ladder and you're going to look in. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to make a window opposite the chatzah. Halach above, regarding making a chazaka, regarding opening up a window or closing a window. Someone open up a window towards his friend's courtyard, which we just said before, he cannot. But the on the courtyard pardoned him, or he revealed his intention that he's letting him. Let's say he came and he helped him. Or he knew about the damage, but he didn't protest, didn't contest. So this guy took possession now of the rights of having a window here. So therefore then the other party, the other neighbor, cannot subsequently come back and protest to have him close it. Now, what is the qualification of this law, of this window, that he let him open it up? So, if the head of a person could fit through that window, always beneath Dalaramas, even if a head cannot fit inside of it, but if you have either one of those two, so actually now, the owner of the courtyard, which the window is opened up with, really doesn't have a right, but the guy was Meichel. Now that guy, the Chatzah, cannot build opposite it, or even from the side of it, a structure. Unless he's distant 4 amas, like we explained this in Halacha Aleph Tehei. Of course, since he's Meichel, and this guy needs a window, and you can't block that window, unless you have an area 4 amas. Halacha Zayin. Now, but let's say the window is small. That a person's head cannot fit inside of it. And it was above of Dalet Amos with the two of them. Then is connected with the house. So then the owner of the courtyard could build opposite and the sides of it. Why? Because he claims and he says, look, I didn't let you open up this window. Only because A, it's small, and B, it was high. And therefore it didn't bother me. But that you're going to take possession of my chatzah, that I would have to distance some structure I'm going to make, that I never let. And therefore, then he could build opposite. Now, but when we say this, when he opened up the window, the guy who did the window, for the purposes of utility, a kadishi konesbah to get things in and out, a kadishi konesbah haruch, that ears should get in and ventilate. But if the guy opened up the window for illumination, for light purposes, and even if it's very small, even very tall, very high up, since the Baal HaChatzah did not protest, he took possession, connected, so then the owner of the courtyard cannot build opposite, or even from the sides of it, like we said, until you make a distance of 4 amas. And the reason is, that it should now make it dark, because by building something right opposite it, because he pardoned him for regarding the illumination, because obviously he's doing it for light purposes, so you obviously have to let him have light. So someone had possession in a window. Now his friend comes and build opposite it, or on the side of it, without distancing it, or unspecific. And the owner of the window is silent. Oh, here also, he's not protesting now, they're going the other way. He cannot go back and protest that to open up the window or to have him distance his structure. Check him to be silent. Machal, he pardoned. Because it's not normal that they should close his illumination in front of him and be quiet, unless he pardoned. And therefore, we could presume that he pardoned. And therefore, that's the same thing in the reverse, that once that's done, he can't subsequently protest. If someone had windows lower down on his window, on his wall. Now his friend is coming, his neighbor is coming to build opposite that window. Vamali says, look, don't worry, I'll build for you other windows in this wall itself. Higher up, because these windows I'm blocking by building opposite, I'll build for you higher up. No, he could stop him and he could tell him, when you can open up new windows for me, it's going to make the wall shake. It's going to ruin my wall. The Philom, and even if he says, okay, look, don't worry, on the Esther color curse, I'll demolish this whole wall. I'll make you a new wall. I'll make windows initially on the top, which is not so damaging. And moreover, I'll rent for you an apartment that you could live in until I build this new wall. No, the homeowner could protest and tell him, in return, I don't want to have to go through the effort of moving from one place to another place. Now, lafikach, therefore, since that's the whole reason why he's allowed to refuse, if there was no extra effort that has to be involved. And Vein Tzarech L'Avanus, he doesn't have to move out of stuff. Ein Yochel La'akav L'Av, then he cannot stop the neighbor, and actually B'Koyfer Nais, they actually force him, Shi'ich HaVeder Soysim Chaloyin Zeh Shalmatim Menom, to allow his neighbor to close his window that's lower down the wall, V'Yislach Chaloyin Mamala, to make the windows higher up. K'Shazoy Midas Sedoyim. The attribute of the terrible place Sedoyim was that they didn't want to benefit someone else, even though it's no loss to their own, which is such a case like this. And Mechim called Dabar, so to anything Shazen and Aboy, that the other person could have benefit. Vein Chaveri Mavsid, and the other person doesn't lose out anything. Vein Chaseklum, is not lacking anything. Kavin Lav, we force and we subdue, we make the person go ahead and allow the other person to do what will benefit him. Halacha test. Now, Aval Bat. Bala Chaloinis, regarding the owners of the windows, if he should Atzal Lashan is Mechim Chaloin, if he himself wants to change the place of his window, whether higher up or lower down, even if it was very big, and he says, look, I'm going to open up a different one, smaller. I'm going to close it with this one. No, the owner of the courtyard could stop him, again, because of what he could protect himself from hezekriya and whatnot. He also cannot widen his window with any amount. Halacha Yud, regarding the division of the airspace between brothers, so shnei achim, two brothers, that they divided a courtyard with their own agreements. They evaluated the structures and the trees, one opposite the other, to make a fair division. But they didn't pay attention to the valuation of the ear space, which obviously has value. Now, one of them got in his portion, Tarbet Sachatzer. He got the garden of the courtyard. But the other one got that open porch. So, if the owner of the courtyard wants to build a wall at the end of his portion, he could build it right in front of the porch. Because they didn't evaluate the airspace, and therefore that's not included in something that he has rights to, and therefore you got your structure, I got my area, I'm allowed to build a wall, even though it's going to be blocking. You never had a chazak, you never had possession of any of the avar.